In the end, it was all over in an instant. Greeks on Sunday returned a decisive no vote on a historical referendum to decide whether it would keep its crippling bailout program in order to repay international creditors or support its government's plan to demand a better deal for its citizens. As soon as the result was secure, within an hour it was evident that Greeks were not as divided as polls and politicians suggested. Triumphant no campaigners flocked to Constitution Square, the soul of the Greek anti-austerity movement. Within 2 hours of polls closing, the result was absolute. At that point, 40% of votes were counted and the no side retained a steady lead, rarely dipping below 60%. The question itself was confusing, given the bailout program had actually expired a week earlier and the actual consequences of voting yes or no having not been fully explained to voters. Those consequences remain unknown, but Greeks believe their futures are safe and Europe won't force them out. "This is a cheap joke," says 26-year-old Demetrius when asked whether Sunday's result spells the end for Greece in the euro. Everybody who knows geopolitics and economics knows that if Greece leaves the eurozone, then the eurozone will collapse in 2 years maximum, he added. Wrapped in an oversized Greek flag, 32-year-old Olysia says today was about governments realizing that they're dealing with people and not numbers or objects. "Can we pay the money back? No, we can't. That's why we voted no. We can't pay that money back, and it's not our debt. I don't give a damn about the money. It's nothing to do with me. Why should I pay it? Yes, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we will be brave." Tied to two bailouts in 5 years, Greece owes 340 billion euros to its creditors and last week failed to pay back 1.6 billion euros to the IMF. Its fate in the eurozone now hangs in the balance, and it's highly unlikely that its banks will reopen this week. The banks are dangerously low on cash, and a crucial meeting at the European Central Bank Monday will decide whether to provide emergency funding to keep money in Greek ATMs. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras insists a better deal is in the offing, even though the Syriza-led government has lost practically all of its allies in Europe, at least among its fellow eurozone states. Tsipras reiterated his position on Sunday night, saying that the mandate given to him as a result of the poll doesn't call for a break with Europe, but rather gives me greater negotiating strength. He said his immediate priority is to restore our banking systems and economic stability. Late into the night, thousands of young Greeks continued the rallying cry of the campaign, "Oxy, oxy, oxy," which translates to "no, no, no." Banging drums, sounding foghorns, and waving Greek flags, the mood was celebratory amid a large presence of riot police. "We Greeks have a great culture going back to ancient times and centuries. It can't be lost or taken away by Merkel or anyone else in Europe," said 29-year-old Natalie. "We have our country back in our hands now." This article posted by Shona Murray.